Yukon River salmon stocks are the key topic for the State Board of Fish at a meeting in Fairbanks this week. The State Fish Board is facing some 70 proposals for changes to the way it handles fisheries in the Arctic Yukon-Kuskokwim region, and more than half have to do with the Yukon River salmon. Regional Commercial Fisheries Manager John Linderman says recent weak Yukon King salmon runs have inspired a lot of proposals.
There's a lot of controversy out there, and that's definitely going to increase the level of interest to try and address those issues.
Linderman says there are a number of proposals that deal with the gear types fishermen use to catch salmon. He says one idea is to limit the size of net mesh openings to decrease bycatch of kings. Another proposal is aimed at limiting the incidental catch of kings during weak runs and calls for making it illegal to sell those fish.
Taking away the monetary motivation, because even if I catch kings, I'm not going to be able to sell them. That gives that additional protection, I guess you'd call it, to the Chinook salmon run.
If the proposal passes, bycatch kings could only be used for subsistence. Another proposal before the board deals with Yukon chums and coho. The state proposal would permit late-season commercial silver fishing in years of weak fall chum runs.
Once the majority of the fall chum salmon run has passed through, but we have a surplus and a good run of coho salmon, we would be able to fish for those coho salmon commercially, even though you still might be harvesting a few of those remaining fall chum salmon.
The tactic was tried as an emergency measure last fall, and Linderman says it was fairly successful. The Fish Board meets through Sunday at the Fairbanks Princess Hotel.